something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, The Person of Jesus. To worship with us, please visit the closest Christ Embassy Church close to you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
I want to read to you from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16. St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 16, beginning from verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Jesus turned to his disciples one time. He said, Whom do men say that I am? He knew that they didn't know who he was. And it's the same story today. Many people do not know who Jesus is. So he asked his disciples, he said, whom do the people say that I am? Well, they said, Some say that you are Elijah or Jeremiah, some say you're John the Baptist, others say you're one of the prophets. And he just thought, that's wonderful. But whom do you say that I am? Suddenly, not all the disciples knew what to say. Peter spoke up and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you, but my Father revealed that to you. In other words, it takes a revelation to know who Jesus really is. It takes the power of the Spirit of God to know who Jesus really is. Was he just the son of a carpenter? Was he just a prophet? Was he just a great teacher? Was he just a healer? A great rabbi? Who is Jesus to you? It takes a revelation to know Jesus. He said to Peter, he said, Simon, flesh and blood had not revealed this to you, but my Father. Peter wasn't guessing. Peter certainly didn't know that in his head. He couldn't figure it out in his head. See, you can have a revelation and not understand it in your brain. A revelation is a knowledge that is given to us without any material medium. It's a knowledge imparted to our spirits. We just know. We may not be able to tell how we got to know. To know Jesus is a revelation. Oh, that you would realize tonight That is the greatest revelation mankind could ever know. I want to read to you from St. John's Gospel, chapter number 17. In this particular chapter, Jesus was praying. I just want to read a little part of it to you. And you have to listen to every word that's being spoken tonight, because it'll have a lot to do with you for now and always. I'm reading from verse 1, chapter 17, St. John's Gospel. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, now here's his prayer as he talked to the Father. He said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Did you see that? He said, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. There are a lot of gods, but there's only one true God. He said that they might know thee, the only true God. The only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. He said, this is life eternal. When you know Jesus, you know life eternal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hand over your chest. I want to pray. Father, in the name of the blessed Lord Jesus Christ, I pray tonight, grant every heart the revelation of your word, your Son Jesus. Tonight, let your presence fill every heart. Let your anointing fill this place. Oh, that the Holy Ghost will manifest himself here tonight and bring glory to your name. Thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. He said, this is life eternal. Peter said to Jesus, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Son of the living God. What has that meant to you? John said in his own revelation, St. John's Gospel, in chapter 1, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Oh, nobody had a revelation of the man Jesus like John the Apostle. Nobody knew Jesus like him. He was so close to the Master. He knew Jesus. As you study his writings, you discover the man had such a powerful revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And nobody had a revelation of the church like Paul. Hallelujah. And you put these two revelations together, you are in. Amen. John said about Jesus, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. He said, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Who is this Jesus? I'd like to read to you from verse 4, chapter 1, St. John's Gospel. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. That's John the Baptist. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Amen. Hallelujah.
Everyone wants to be born again, and you should want to. This is your moment. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you, and salvation in Christ will be yours. Say, O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ with all my heart. I believe he died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth Jesus Christ as Lord of my life. And I receive in his name eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God. From this day. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know, according to the scriptures, salvation is yours now. You are saved. Thank God for you. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who prayed that prayer. Everyone who has come to you now in faith in Christ Jesus. Let the name of Jesus Christ be named upon them from this moment. Satan has no power over them anymore. They belong to you and in your kingdom. I bless them with your word. I bless them with your love. I bless them with your grace. I bless them with the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Congratulations. You are blessed now. You're blessed today. Thank God for you.
Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It will help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 033-976-074 or 078-787-673 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
This message is titled, The Person of Jesus.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovoradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.